Have you ever known anyone who was greedy for power and position? Adonijah, son of King David, was like this. King David was getting old. Someday one of his sons would be king. God had chosen Solomon to be that one, but Adonijah decided to make himself king.
I am the oldest living son. I will be king. I'll invite the royal officials of Judah and all of my brothers except Solomon to have a feast and ceremony. I will be secretly crowned in another town.
Somehow, Nathan the prophet, who was not invited, heard about it. He took the news to the mother of Solomon.
Bathsheba, have you heard the news?
He told her, and then they went to tell King David about Adonijah's plot, for if this plot succeeded, she and her son would be killed.
My lord, you vowed to me, saying, "Surely Solomon, your son, shall be king after me and sit upon my throne."
And she told him about Adonijah, and so did Nathan.
I will keep my promise. Solomon will be crowned king this very day.
So Solomon was placed on King David's own mule and rode to Gihon. There he was anointed king over Israel by Zodak the priest and Nathan the prophet.
Long live King Solomon!
News came to Adonijah and his followers, and they stopped their feasting and ran away in fear. They had followed a wicked, deceiving leader. Solomon, the true king, was now on the throne. Which leader are you following? The devil is called the prince of this world. Like Adonijah, he makes great promises, but he has no authority. The devil is a loser. Jesus Christ is Lord. Someday, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, and everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Is he your Lord? Love took him to the cross to die for your sins and for mine. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, has power to forgive our sins. God's word says, "He that believes on the Son has everlasting life." Do you have God's Son and his life? He is God's gift to you. Just pray if you want to receive him right now. Dear Jesus, I choose to follow you. Come into my heart. Thank you for dying for all the wrong things that I've done. Please forgive me. Thank you for making my heart clean and giving me everlasting life. I know I am your child. Amen.